Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Scorps, no one like you, 96.3 KKLZ, Mike and Carla, morning show waking you up at about 6.03, and we've already had a winner. Put $1,000 in Jovan Rodriguez's hands.
Oh, my God, it's so exciting. This is incredible. Very, very good. This is the greatest thing ever.
Yes, it's the greatest thing ever.
Absolutely is the greatest thing ever.
$1,000, Richard.
He's so cute. I love that.
Don't you?
Oh, my God, it's so exciting. This is incredible. Very, very good.
Yeah, very, very good.
It's better than good.
It's the best ever.
That's awesome. That's great.
You have a chance to put a grand in your hand. The next chance coming up 8 o'clock. We'll do that, so make sure you're listening. All the details about the grand in your hand contest on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Of course, make sure to download the new free KKLZ app. Very easy.
Yeah.
And again, all the details on our website. It is Wednesday morning.
And you know what, Mike? The holidays, man, they just get here faster than we can imagine, and we don't plan for them. And once again, it's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Are you serious?
I'm totally serious.
Hold on.
What?
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
That's it.
It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Arr. Because that wouldn't be annoying after
not at all.
10 minutes.
No, but the bounties, beauty, booty, what, I don't know. In the words of Les Moonves, get some booty, I guess.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
All right. Sunshine today, going to be nice today and tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 90s.
Okay.
It's only about 70 now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Oh, my gosh. He is retiring after a 56-year career, but he's hitting the road first. I'll tell you.
Yo-ho, yo-ho, a pirate's life for me.
All right, we'll find out about that story and some others after Supertramp, the logical song. 96.3.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Michael Jordan donating $2 million to Hurricane Florence victims. Half the money will go to the American Red Cross. Now his Charlotte Hornets are also selling T-shirts that read Carolina Strong. Proceeds from that will go to the victims.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Good work, Michael Jordan. Peter Dinklage won the Emmy for Game of Thrones Monday night. Now, friends say he partied hard after winning.
I bet.
I'll bet the Emmy had to carry him home after that.
Well, it's about as big.
I know it, man. That's funny. He seems like such a cool guy.
Yeah.
He really does. I would love to meet him.
And a lot of fun.
Yes, very much so. That's what his friend said Monday. Kiss, if you're a Kiss fan, they'll be performing tonight on the season finale of America's Got Talent. And, boy, this came in yesterday. After 56 years, Bob Seger is retiring from the road.
What?
Yep. He's launching a farewell tour in November in Grand Rapids, Michigan. That will be it. He says he might still record, but he's 73 years old. And he's said for a few years now, it's like, this is hard.
Yeah.
It's hard going out on the road.
Huh.
So good for him. He started really, really young. And, of course, he is a Michigan boy. So I would venture to say he'll start there, and I'll bet he ends up there as well. No Las Vegas date yet, but again, I'll bet that changes.
Some friends of mine had tickets to go see him in October of last year, I think. I can't remember when, but he was down. He was supposed to be down in Arizona,
right?
And they canceled.
He had a. What
something was wrong with him.
Yeah, and I want to say it was a back thing or something like that.
Maybe that has something to do with the fact that this might be the last time.
I know. He still looks pretty darn good, I'll tell you.
He sounds really good.
Yeah, he does. He had that voice, though, that, you know, I think it kind of got a little better with age, if you think about it. But, yeah, this will be the last for Bob Seger on the road. Anyhow, that is my painfully deep take for this hour.
6:24, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Hey, if you're a football fan, Beat the Broadcasters, KKLZ, Ford Country, wants you to beat the broadcasters, pick your favorite teams to win, and you could end up with a trip for two to Hawaii in the end, plus some great local prizes, this multi-market contest.
I had to laugh. A friend of ours, somebody who, you know, Facebook friend of ours who's also doing it, her husband's doing it. and he is just sucking. She wanted to make us feel better. She sent me a picture. He got one last week.
Kidding. Listen to this. There's a gambler who picked all 15 winners from Sunday and Monday's games.
Yeah.
He turned a $5 bet into $84,565, which is a nice payout, 16,913 to one, that could happen. And this guy did it. Why aren't we talking to him?
Man,
all right,
no
now
kidding.
This week I made the picks.
Yes, you did.
You tried the first 2 weeks.
I did. Yeah. We're at, like, what I say overall, about 50%.
About 50%, which, by the last way, is not bad compared to our group.
No, it's just last week we didn't do well. What I say, we got 5 or 6,
right.
I think, out of the...
Okay.
So, you'll do better.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. You will.
If you want more details about Beat the Broadcasters, all you have to do is text the word football to 702-739-9636. Good luck with that. Steve Miller Band, Jet Airliner. You have a chance to win them before you can buy them. We're talking about those tickets for Billy Idol. Billy Idol over at the Pearl. And being Wednesday, it's an early edition of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Your chance to win after Lenny Kravitz. Don't adjust your radio. That's the way it is.
Kravitz,
an American woman, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up. John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. 6:38. All right. Live Nation proud to announce Billy Idol. Win them before you can buy them tickets. They go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. It's going to be at the Pearl over at the Palms in January and October of next year.
Yeah, and so here's the story. A branding company, they asked thousands of people to name the most memorable TV theme song of all time.
All time.
All time. And we chose to perform that for Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
So here you go. It's a theme from a TV show. The number one theme.
Yes.
In another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
There you go.
That was pretty good.
Really? That's number one?
That was number one. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we're talking
number
the number one most memorable TV theme song. I'll tell you the others after, but yeah, that was number one.
All right, so text the name of that theme song or the show that theme is from.
Yes, yeah.
To 702-739-9636 along with your name, so when you win, we know who we're calling.
Correct.
Here it is one more time. TV show is that theme from? Text it to 702-739-9636 along with your name. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them. Tickets to go see Billy Idol with another segment of
Kazookie-Okie Wednesday.
Okay, we have Jennifer on the phone. Hold on for a second.
What happened to Jennifer? What happened? Is it one of those mornings? One of those mornings.
I think it's one of those mornings.
Me yapping.
She did answer correctly, though.
Yes, she did.
It's Happy Days.
Yes, it is Happy Days.
That
Absolutely.
Was the number one TV show theme.
Yes.
Rated by this company that did some research, followed by...
Right. After that, I was saying it is a Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and Cheers.
Uh-huh.
And then Gilligan's Island. And number 5 is Friends.
So there you go. Jennifer has some tickets for Billy Idol before you can even buy them. She has a pair that is over at the Pearl. And we thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Talk like a pirate day, people.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate's life for me.
So everywhere you go, you got to talk like a pirate.
You got to talk like a pirate out of the side of your mouth.
Go into work and do that.
Yeah.
But you got to stick to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't break character. Don't do that.
I mean, I know a lot of people will do it for a few minutes or so.
Yeah. No.
As
do
a
it.
Joke. But you be that one person
yeah.
that just keeps it
I'd like
going.
To go have a meeting with our boss today. How you doing, Diarrhea?
Have the whole crew just show up at his office.
Yeah. No,
it's time for our staff meeting. It hurts your throat after a while.
It really does.
I can't.
you couldn't keep it going, could you?
I don't think I could, no.
It's too bad.
As if I'm not obnoxious enough without doing that voice, by golly. Yeah, just talk like a
arr.
You gotta eat an Arby's.
Sunshine today, gonna be nicer. High in the upper 90s. Same for tomorrow. No wind in sight. Thing. No mention of wind.
Okay.
All right, that's kind of nice. It's about 70 now. A few things we think you should know. Carla will get to that right after Tears for Fears and Shout It Out. 7:10. I was just wondering, are there any, like, pirate specials?
Long John Silver has, they're doing, I think they're fried Twinkies. You get one of those free if you talk like a pirate.
That's the only one?
There are a few other places. I'll check them. But Long John Silver's has always been, obviously, a big, you know, a big backer, a big supporter of Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah.
What's in your booty today, huh?
Want to talk to pirates this morning.
Just pirates. Only pirates.
702-739-9636.
We're so stupid.
I know. Stupid Wednesday. All right. Just a few things we think you should know as you head off to work or school this morning.
Well, McDonald's customers not real happy today. The chain changed their apple pie recipe. They have a little less sugar. And the ingredients a little simpler, and they bake them. They're not frying them anymore.
Oh.
People very, very upset about that. I try to check out these things that are trending, of course, on Twitter. Yeah, people are not happy about their pies.
I remember people that I knew that just loved those and would have, like, two or three.
Yeah.
Like, well, they would buy them two or three at a time so they could eat them throughout the day.
They were so good. They had a cherry one, too. I don't know if anyone still sells those.
Right.
Boy, they were good.
When they first came out.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
According to New York World Wine and Spirits Competition, the best vodka in the world is a $20 bottle of Monkey in Paradise vodka, it's called. It's created in South Florida, and according to their website, the mission of their drink is, quote, to bring happy water to fun people.
What's it called? Monkey?
It's called Monkey in Paradise vodka. Yeah, it's supposed to be just wonderful. They say every single bottle is exactly the same.
Wow.
Perfect. Perfectly made.
Okay.
So, okay, if you're a vodka fan, let me know.
I'm a rum fan.
And yes, you are, because you're a pirate.
Vodka.
Yes. True pirate doesn't drink vodka.
Not from a monkey.
And Google just added a new feature to their phone. They're popular. It's called Family Link is the app. And it allows parents to remotely turn off their kids' phones.
That would be so cool.
Wouldn't it? They can use the app to set screen time limits as well. They can lock the device, of course, and they can even approve or block specific apps. Now, if your kid's over 13, they have to approve it. But, you know, they just do that by you taking their phone and approving it. So, just a little hint for you. Listen, I'm not a parent, but, you know, that's a little advice
for
me to you. Yeah. Really? You're not going to approve it? Give me your phone. Who's paying the bill? Give me your phone.
Put it on the floor
now.
Just step on it. There you go. There's your approval.
Yes. My mother used to say, what, Carly? Now. Wait, hold on, Mom. Now. I didn't say later. Now. Okay.
Remember when your parents when you were talking on the phone that was hooked up to the wall?
Yeah.
And they would, hey, now.
Yeah.
And they would just come over and put their finger on the hang up thing.
Right, yeah. Yeah. So
whether it be the button or the hook. I thought the button was very cool.
Button was great.
Or you know, from the phone that you'd have on the table. Or
right,
the,
right.
Just
or,
come over and go. Tch.
Or they just pick up the other end of it. Get off the phone now. I'm so embarrassed. Like, this is my mom. That was my mother.
I'm not getting off the extension until you get off the phone.
Stupid. Yeah. La, la, la,
and
la,
then
la,
if you wanted to listen,
right.
You'd have to slip your finger on the button while you picked up the receipt and slowly release the button so nobody heard that click.
Had to go all stealth when you wanted to listen in on Barb's
now
conversation,
no
didn't you, Mike?
Yes, I did. She's talking to Danny.
Oh, my gosh. It is Wednesday. Just a few things you should know.
Carla, we were talking about kids and phones, and you don't have kids, and I think everybody knows that.
No,
however,
right.
If you did, at what age do you allow them to start having energy drinks?
I saw this. I saw a mom give her kid, like 8, maybe 9 years old, a Monster energy drink the other day.
8
Bought
years old.
One, and I gave her the stinky side eye because I think it's wrong. And I happened to mention this on Facebook Live yesterday, and somebody wrote me and said, well, I understand Because I want my kids to be awake for school. Their day gets long. They get real tired. And I said, this is so wrong. She said, so what do you think? I mean, what do you think? When is the right age to do that? Never. But
8 years old, that's what? Second grade? Third grade?
That's like third grade.
Third grade. Mom and dad, aside from at what age do you give them a phone?
Yeah.
What age do you start letting them drink those energy drinks to perk them up for the whole day?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you don't have to say your name, but is this something that you're doing? Are you giving your kids these, you know, Red Bull and all of those things? This was a big can, a Monster energy drink. I think they're like 24 ounces.
Right.
A big old can.
I know parents that won't allow their kids a soda.
Exactly.
I mean, who was it? A friend of mine had a kid, and they gave him anything but soda.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And I said, so he can't have a Coca-Cola? No, God, no. Don't
want
to.
It's poison. It's poison. Well, if this isn't poison, I don't know what is. And again, now this is a listener. It's not a friend. Not anymore.
Okay.
But yeah, and said, Carly, you don't understand what it's like to try to keep your kids awake during the day. Well, isn't that? I went to school. I didn't need to pound down energy drinks to get through the day.
Yeah, but we had the sugar-filled, ho-hos and the Twinkies.
Okay, Mike. And I was a fat kid. You're right about that.
702-739-9636. Text or call, powered by Centennial Toyota. At what age, if at all, do you start giving your kids those power drinks, those monster drinks, those energy drinks?
Yes.
7:38, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute. Boy, phone lines blowing up.
Oh, my gosh.
Text lines on fire, and Carla had caught a woman. Not caught a woman, but...
Well, yeah, mom handed over, bought for her kid at Walgreens an energy drink, one of the Monster energy drinks, 24 ounce, 8, 9 years old tops. And boy, did I give her the stinky side eye, I'll tell you.
So we just wanted to know, at what age, if at all, do you start buying your kids these energy drinks so they stay awake? A lot of people are saying at school or just during the day in general.
Well, Michael says if you need an energy boost at 8 or 9 years old, then maybe your kid has some problems. At that age, I was full of energy.
Yeah.
Energy drinks would have had me bouncing off the wall at that point. Darcy says never, never, never. My kids are 20 and 16. They're so hard on your body. Your kidneys are not able to process those drinks.
Mm-hmm.
Put them to bed sooner. Take their electronics away. Something like that. And Teresa says, I told my kids that when they get a job, they can buy their own damn energy drinks.
That's always a good parent answer.
Yeah. It is. And somebody else pointed out the fact that they're, you know, some kids just think they're so cool to drink. That they want to drink them. Well, they're not cool. Not to mention they taste like dreck.
Carlos is on the phone. Carlos, what about you?
I don't think any human, let alone kids, should be drinking that stuff. But it's tasty, but it's definitely not good for you. So I would never let my kids drink it until they're adults and they can make their own decisions.
There you go.
Carlos, have a good day. Renee, what do you think? At what age do you start letting your kids drink those energy drinks?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have an appropriate age for parents to even have kids. So the fact that somebody even thinks that that's a question, I mean, stupidity kicks in. This is ridiculous.
<All right. laughs>
You know what? If that one parent that said her kid's in third grade and they got to stay awake during the day, let's put the kids to bed at maybe 8 or 9 o'clock at night and stop letting them play video games or playing on the phone so they have energy during the day.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember.
And I'm sure the teachers don't want these kids coming to school on Monster drinks or anything else. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
You're all jacked up in third grade.
Yeah.
You know,
that's crazy. And that stuff is so bad for you.
Yeah, it is. It. You know what? That begs that question. Mike, you had two daughters. Did they have go to bed at a certain time?
Oh, yes.
When they were with me,
they did.
Yeah, I see these kids who are up till like 10, 11 o'clock at night. Well, yeah, you're probably going to need an energy drink that you shouldn't be having.
Renee, thanks a lot for the call.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you have a good day. And next time, Carla, give him a double stinky eye.
Yes, thank you, Renee.
Stinky side eye.
Yeah, stinky side eye.
Right on.
Double stinky side eye.
96.3 KKLZ, letting you score a grand in your hand. You have a chance to win $1,000. We're going to do that. We've got a new code word for you after Def Leppard, Animal.
It's time to play the Grand in Your Hand contest.
I want the cash.
Show me the money, honey.
96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
All right, once again, time to grab your share of $150,000 in this Beasley Media Group multi-market contest. This hour's code word, debt.
Debt?
Yep.
D-E-B-T, debt.
There you go. That was good, Mike.
Well, I know it well.
Tell me about it. That's the word you need for your chance to put $1,000 in your pants. Enter debt online at 96.3kklz.com or on our new free KKLZ app. Hopefully you've downloaded that on your smartphone. Texting, tweeting, Facebook, Instagram, none of that is going to work. You want to do that on your phone or online. The code word again, debt. 15 minutes you have to get it out there. Make sure you look at your phone too. 15, 20 minutes down the road, maybe somebody will call you to tell you you are the one putting a grand in your hand. The code word, debt.
Still have a couple of more minutes to enter the word debt, D-E-B-T, debt, on the new free KKLZ app or right through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Put a grand in your hand. Make sure you do that. It is 8:06, last hour, talking about the mom who was buying an energy drink her little 8-year-old. And Carla, you gave her the double, was it a double side eye?
I gave her the side eye, but now recently I gave someone else a double. I gave her the stinky side eye and the double stinky side eye.
People still texting in, though.
Wait, I wish I could read. We got so many texts on this. Kim said, never energy drinks. If I had more energy for my kids, I'd be in the nut house.
Wow.
Now, Audra says, I'm a pediatric nurse. Never buy those things for kids. They're unsafe for them. Cause cardiac problems, even heart attacks. Never, never, never. And Jamie says, where'd you go? They're skipping around here. But a lot of people saying that they've had problems. I had a firefighter who wrote in and said that he had some heart problems. And the doctor said it was directly caused by that. He said, we can't save people if we're having heart attacks.
Right.
Wow. Wow and wow.
I just remember as kids growing up that we were pretty much jacked up on sugar frosted flakes.
Sure.
And the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And what was the thing you buy in a straw that was just
pure Pixie sticks.
Pure sugar.
Pixie sticks. It was pure sugar.
But it was candy.
Right. But it was candy. You're right. But it wasn't added caffeine and all that
That's
stuff.
That's true.
Just, and I get kids are going to do what they're going to do, but you know what? Don't buy them. Jeez, right. Mom and Dad.
That would just scare me as a parent.
Yeah, let them get it from their Eddie Haskell best friend, not from you.
Or Lumpy.
Yeah, they're Lumpy. Hey,
nobody
Lumpy
knows what we're talking about. That's fine. Sunshine today, high in the upper 90s.
Who the heck's Eddie Haskell?
And Lumpy. Those are my friends. Sunshine, going to be nice. High mid-upper 90s, so looks good. 77 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a minute.
Oh, boy. It's all about Sesame Street. I'll leave it at that.
What?
Yeah.
All right, more on that story and others after Rod Stewart.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, a lot of Willie Nelson's fans very upset at him because he showed his support for a Democratic Senate candidate. And an interviewer said, are you surprised? Are you upset that these people are upset with you? He said, I don't know why. He said, I've been supporting Democrats all my life. I hope they don't change their mind on my music or anything. I guess if you know your artist, the artist that you like,
right,
you hopefully you know where they stand on things and it doesn't change things, but sometimes it does.
And that's why you either like them even more don't care for them after a while.
Exactly. This was big news that came out yesterday. A longtime Sesame Street writer says that he considered Bert and Ernie to be gay. Said he used his relationship as an inspiration for them. He says,
Whoa.
Yeah, he wrote the show. 15 years he wrote their characters. Says he just that. He based them on his own relationship. Is this a surprise to anyone? Come on.
But you know what? As a parent, my kids watch Sesame Street.
Right.
Do you really care? Nobody
cares. Exactly. This day and age, I don't think anyone cares.
Right.
I got more of a problem with a frog and a pig hooking up. Heaven, what'd they have? Figs. They had figs. Yeah, I got more of a problem with that, people. Jeez, now Sesame Street says no, no, no. Bert and Ernie are just, quote, best friends who don't have a sexual orientation. That disturbs me even more.
That they would take the time to knock out a statement.
Exactly.
They're puppets.
Yeah, so they're asexual. Yes, they're puppets. They're felt, people. They're not real.
Doesn't matter. All right, well, maybe some people take it more seriously than you and I do.
My gosh.
We don't take anything seriously.
And this is supposed to be the last season for Modern Family, and Eric Stonestreet, who plays Cameron, he talked about life after Modern Family, and he said, you know, I think I kind of want to move to New York. He's never lived there. He said, and I might want to do live theater, Broadway.
Wow.
And he said, and grow a beard. Also, I want to grow a beard.
Okay.
And drink coffee and do everything that you do in New York.
So, be a New Yorker.
Yes, exactly. Become a New Yorker. So, such a great show. I hate that that show is going to end in any way, but I look forward to this season because, you know, we talked about a character that's going to die on the show, on Modern Family. A very special Modern Family. That's my painfully deep take.
Hits of the 80s and more, 96.3 KKLZ, where you can still win tickets to Mike and Carla's End of Summer Bash, which is happening at the end of the month, downtown Las Vegas Event Center, with Culture Club, B-52s, and Thomas Bailey.
Correct.
Thompson Twins.
Thompson Twins, yeah.
If you want to win tickets, an overnight stay downtown at the D, just text the word summer. Text the word summer to 702-739-9636. You can do that. Good luck. 8:38, John Schaefer with news that we'll get to in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I asked Carla this off the air, John, and I want to find out. I know you have nieces and nephews.
Yes.
What's the stupid thing that you've taught them?
I know. Have you? That was a hard one for me, too.
Because, Carla, you have goddaughters, nieces, and nephews.
Yeah,
and I said, and I asked her, I said, what's the stupid thing? Like, I taught my grandson, Ethan, Wet Willie.
Yeah.
The Wet Willies.
Yeah,
and I said, that's just between us. So, and don't do it with anybody else. It's just our thing. But now he goes everywhere and, you know, and he's very deliberate about getting the finger wet and sticking
it in.
So my daughter wasn't happy because she came over just a couple of days ago with him. And she goes, Dad, you can't teach him this stuff because he goes around to the other family members and does this kind of thing. I taught him to sit on my lap like he's sitting on the toilet.
Right.
And then you'd spread your, you know, you flush the toilet and you spray and he falls through.
Yeah, never taught those things. Well, no.
Are you serious?
I don't know that my nieces and nephews would say that I taught them anything goofy.
Even Jody goes, but, seriously? Yeah. And then he adds a little bit. I said, come on, let me. He goes, and then he does the flushing motion.
No, I missed that. No.
Really? I'm the only one?
You are the only one.
I know, that's shocking.
I know my brother Matt's probably listening. We had an aunt, this is so funny, it's Aunt Tessie, and she taught us, Aunt Tessie, the pull your finger.
Right.
And we never knew what Aunt Tessie did, by the way. My brother thought she was a hooker. Not joking.
Are you serious?
Aunt Tessie, I'm totally serious.
Who knows what she could have taught you.
The pull your finger, which was hilarious. But
right.
I never taught them goofy things like that.
Ethan, pop it one more time. And then spread the knees, and then he falls on the floor.
Yeah, no, I taught them they don't need to use a spoon with a fork when eating pasta, though. Jeez, dude, put that down.
Don't start with that.
Little brats, put that down.
So I'm the only one on this morning show that has done that with their grandkids, nieces, nephews.
I have not taught my nieces, nephews, anything like that. Really crazy.
I didn't teach them when they were little, and then I moved away, and now they're, you know, high school and college age, and now I can teach them drinking games, but they can learn on their own.
I know. That's the fun of having these kids around. Well, I had relatives who would always, they'd give us money. So I did that with my nieces here in town, especially. I'd slip them. I'd roll up a 20.
They're getting a better chair at the dinner table or something? You're tipping
use
them?
Use this to get
anybody, am I the only, I can't no, be the only the, one.
You're not the only one.
702.
I can tell you who did that for me, but I didn't so much do that with my nieces and nephews.
So much fun.
I think it's different. I don't know. I mean, with grandparents and all that, I think it's a little different.
Okay.
I'm sure there's ridiculous things my parents have taught my brother's kids.
Oh, yeah, please.
702-739-9636. Being stupid this morning. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Just talking about those stupid things you teach your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. I got in trouble for teaching Ethan to sit on my lap and then you pretend like you're going to the bathroom. You got to get a little, and then flush the toilet. Pull the chain, and then you spread your knees, and he falls through the toilet.
No, don't know that one.
And my daughter goes, Dad, you, because he tries to get other people to do it, and they don't know what he's talking about.
Oh, Mike, no.
But never. Look at him. He loves it. He's laughing. Papa, do it one more time.
Well, Kim, she says, I taught my kids if I unscrew your belly button, your butt will fall off.
See?
And they believed it. She said they wouldn't let me tickle their belly for years. Because you don't want your butt falling off.
No, you don't need that.
No. Oh,
Karen's on the phone. Karen, what? She has nieces and nephews. What'd you teach them?
Taught them to get a lighter and cut. They're wearing pants, of course.
What?
Cut their hand on their pan and just let that butane run, you know, and then kind of seal it, then light the lighter, and then, like, light it, light their pants on fire.
Wow. All right. So... I have. That's nothing compared.
No, well, Willie, you, that's nothing. You puss. Mike, you big puss.
I was showing him last time I was visiting my mom. She hit me. She hit me in the head. She's like, what are you? Don't show the kids that.
Well, yeah.
Of course. She's using pyrotechnics and stuff.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
All right, have a good day.
That's great. Thanks, Karen.
Andreas, what about you?
Here's the thing. My aunt, I used to have this aunt. Her name was Smika, right? She's from an old country, Yugoslavia. She used to, when we used to get in trouble, she used to make us kneel on untopped popcorn kernels in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
It was the weirdest thing because
why?
She would wake up in the morning and put Orville Redenbacher in her purse. Who does that? I just thought it was an interesting story I wanted to share with you guys.
I had to bite down on soap once, my grandma, because I said a dirty word and kept saying it. And I didn't do it again for a long time. But
really?
Oh, boy.
Andreas, have a good day. Yes. Thanks for the call. Can't imagine you just saying and repeating a dirty word.
Yep, I know.
The only thing to stop you, a bar of soap in your mouth.
That's awful.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Well, here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Forget helicopter parenting. The new trend now is lawnmower parenting.
Yeah, okay.
That's when parents mow down any person or obstacle that might keep their kid from having the best having the best life possible.
Lovely.
You mow them down. Oh, my God.
Wow. Okay.
I'm trying to imagine if I were to bring this up to my dad, if he were still alive, or your dad for the most part.
Jeez.
Hey, okay. Dad, can you be a lawnmower parent? What are you talking about?
I think a lot of parents are like that, where they would do anything for their kids, but, you know, wow, okay.
45-year-old guy in New York was arrested on Monday after he lost a game of Fortnite to an 11-year-old kid and threatened to go to his school and beat him up.
Okay.
45 years old.
Oh, choose you off. You're 45, dude. Wow.
Mother said he lives downstairs in the basement.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I love playing Fortnite. It's great. It's just great. Ma! Make me some more meatloaf.
Meatloaf!
Oh, boy. Well, listen, if you need to pass gas, do it, people. Just do it. It's going to find a way to get out anyhow. Claire Collins, she is a nutrition professor in England. She says, it's terrible. If you hold it in, your body is going to release it through your mouth instead.
Oh.
So if you hold it in, you get this pressure, you're uncomfortable, and then you have bad breath.
You don't want that.
Comes out. No, you don't want the fart
out
of the mouth.
That's horrible breath.
That's a mouth fart. You don't need that. Oh, man, enjoy your breakfast.
We're just full of all sorts of information.
Aren't we? Well, this is good. This is good right here, kids. College kids, listen up. Somebody created a new font, and it's called, you know, most people use Times New Roman when they're doing papers, things like that. Well, this is called Times Newer Roman.
Oh.
And each letter is just a little bit wider. And then that way, college kids, you know, high school, you can use it to make your paper about 10 to 15% longer. So
Perfect. Right on.
That's so cool. What's a paper? What is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically you can cheat your way through school, which is so great. I wish we had some of these things when I was growing up. You know, when we were in school, we got in trouble if we pulled out a calculator. Now, it is Wednesday. That's your other news.
There's Dix. Come sail away. 96.3 KKLZ hits of the 80s and more. Mike and Carla Morning Show as we wrap up every morning with a feel-good story and a feature we call...
Tell me something good.
One of the best stories ever. 47-year-old Wesley Ryan, San Antonio. He used to drive around in this white 1993 Ford Mustang, and he loved that car. His kids say pretty much more than anything, except their mom and his wife. 17 years ago, he sold the car to pay off medical bills after his wife, Laura, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Good news. Those treatments worked 17 years ago. She's been cancer-free for about that long.
Wow.
Well, Ryan and Laura's two kids are now in their 20s, and they thought, you know what? I wonder if Dad's Mustang is still around. Well, they found the new owner. Last month, they bought the car back for him.
Seriously?
They bought his car back.
Wow.
Yes. And he was so emotional. It wasn't so much even about the car. It was the fact that they did this for him. There is video. I will post that. But he said, you know, here's the best part of it. We know that we raised our kids right. And that's the strongest, most powerful feeling that a parent can ever have. They bought his car back 17 years later. A 93 Mustang, baby.
That's amazing.
It's not even a vintage car or anything. He just liked it at the time. They were all a lot younger. So, yeah, they bought it back.
But you're right. As a father, to me, it would be more of the fact that they bought it.
Yeah.
It's not the car.
No.
It's the fact that they thought.
Yeah,
thought of
you know
it,
what?
Followed through, and did it.
Right.
That is great.
He basically saved his wife and their mother, and now he's got his car back. I hope he's not saying, oh, God, no, I don't want it. No, No, thank you. No, thank you. This is great.
Any good story you have, we'd love to hear about it. Just send it to us through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page, 96.3KKLZ.com. 9:42 before we kick off the 96-minute Morning Music Marathon, just a reminder, anything you missed on this morning show, catch up, keep up by downloading the condensed version of this morning show, showbiz news, interviews, and more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page and our website. Wendy Rush coming in next. You know what? Your next chance to put a grand in your hand less than 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Top of the hour. Make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, be careful, be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.